Thank you. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. As always, it's a blessing to be able to come together on Fridays to join in with the Word of God and to cover each of us in prayer. And I'm thankful that God has kept us yet another week and allowed us to join in together. But just before we begin today's word of inspiration, I want to cover it with prayer. So, Father God, once again, we give you praise and we thank you for this ministry moment. We thank you for the lives, God, that will be encouraged on today. And may those who are listening hear you when I speak, and may they rejoice in your words, oh God, and what you will have to say. And may we learn of your goodness. May we learn of your grace. May we learn of your word. And we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Before everyone goes on mute, I wanted to take a few minutes just to have a like little open forum. And the other week we began our series teaching on the vine connection, And our focus scripture is found in John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 17. I ask everyone who was on the line to take some time and read the scripture as you allow the scriptures to speak to you, and as you allow God, as you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. So I'm going to ask, did anyone read the scripture? Again, that is John chapter 15, verse 1 through 17. And does anyone want to share how the scripture spoke to you? And if so, I'm giving you the chance, and I hope we did read. Is there anyone that wants to share?
Well, I will. I love this section in the Bible, John. When I think about it, I think about how connected I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to be connected. It offers so much peace in my life. And this is a beautiful way of expressing that, you know, the connection that we have. We just have to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And embrace it.
It's beautiful. Thank you, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else want to share? Okay, if not, I'm not going to belabor the time. So everyone could just put themselves on mute now. If everyone could go on mute, that would be helpful so there won't be any distractions. But I am thankful because this is a wonderful passage of scripture in the book of John. And I love it so much. And as Patricia said, it shows us how to be connected and how important it is. So this teaching series is entitled, again, The Vine Connection. And it's about God, Christ, and you. It's about God, Christ, and you. And God does not want us to live a life of what I like to call mediocrity, but a life full of spiritual harvest as we remain connected to the vine. And we want to make sure that we stay connected to the vine. And as a quick highlight of the previous week's teaching, Jesus and the disciples are headed to the Olive Garden, and Jesus began to talk about how he is the vine and his father is the gardener, who was also the vine dresser, and how we, the disciples, are the branches. Let's look at John, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. Again, John 15, verses 1 and 2, and I'm reading from the NIV version. And it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. Now, how many of you know that pruning is important? When I think about my life and when I think about things that I have done and have not done, I am so grateful that God is patient with me and that God corrects me, but I also know that there are times that he had to prune me so that I can be who I am today. But when I think about pruning, I think about trees. Say, for instance, the trees in the forest. The trees in the forest are free to play by their own rules. They can spread their limbs out. They can stretch their branches as high as they'll grow and send the old weak limbs down to the forest on the floor or on the ground. But the trees, for instance, in our backyard, I have a tree that's in my neighbor's backyard. And that tree is so huge that the branches are coming over my fence. And so I've got to deal with those leaves every year, and it's so frustrating. But the trees in our backyards and along our streets don't have quite as much freedom. And that's a good thing, because of course we want our trees to look natural while also ensuring they grow strong and don't become a safety risk. So what do? We generally what? Prune our trees. And that's when pruning comes in. While you may have heard the term and know it has something to do with the trimming of your trees, pruning is when we selectively remove branches from a tree. There's a tree in my front yard that I need to prune because the branches are hanging very low and the leaves are hanging low. So it's time for me to prune it. And a proper prune is both an investment in the long-term health of the plants. So it helps that plant to grow even better. Well, in the vineyard, the branches are the focus of the vine dresser's efforts because they produce fruit. And when we think about branches, branches are, especially with the vine for the grape, they are tied to what is called a trellis, or they're propped up with sticks and they allow the air to circulate to provide the maximum amount of sunshine and to allow full access for tending. I remember a couple of years ago, probably about 10 years ago, I went to I went to a winery, and at that winery, they showed us how the vines, how they need to be propped up so that they can get the proper sunlight and they can also get the proper nutrients. And I think about me and I think about us, the vine dresser who represents God in a loving way cultivates us. He prepares each of us. He prepares the branch so that it will bear as much fruit as possible. And so I remember just the other day, I had to clean out my my yard, and I had a lot of things that I needed to pluck out. I needed to get rid of some weeds, and there are some weeds that need to be taken out, and we need to allow God to pluck us. We need to allow God to prune us so that we can grow, so that we can be the best people that he wants us to be, the best Christians, not just people, but the best Christians that he desires us to be. Now, what I want us to do real quick is look at Galatians, the fifth chapter. Galatians, the fifth chapter, and let's look at verse 22. Galatians 5 and 22, it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, which represents the inner fruit. So that inner fruit is what? It's love, it's joy, it's peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when you are bearing inner fruit, you can't help but to bear what? Outer fruit. Our outer fruit is when you allow God to work through you to bring him glory. How you respond to things or to people can bring him glory if you respond in what? In love. If you respond in gentleness, if you respond with self-control, with kindness and goodness. And not only will you bring him glory, but your response, your attitude, your actions helps you to share your faith. Let me explain how that is. If your attitude, if your disposition is nasty, if you're unattractive, if you're, and when I say by unattractive, if your words are unattractive, if your actions are unattractive, if you're mean, the list goes on. No one would want to hear about your faith or even your God, would they? So let's look at John, the 15th chapter real quick in verse 16. John 15 and 16 says, where Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. He appointed us to bear fruit. Listen, we were created to worship God, but also to bring him glory through the life that we live. And what I want you to do is to ask yourself the question, am I bringing God glory? Have I brought God glory? Did I bring God glory when that person cut me off the road the other day? You know, when you were driving and someone cut you off, and did you bring God glory, or did you make hand gestures, or did you say something out of your mouth that you should not have said? Did you bring God glory when your husband or your wife might have said something that you did not like? Did you bring God glory when that coworker may have done something that you weren't pleased with? We want to make sure that we give God glory. We bring God glory. And this is why it's so important that we allow God to prune us. We need to be pruned every once in a while. We need to be cleaned up every once in a while, because we want to make sure that our branches are ready to grow. Again, at John, the 15th chapter, verse 1 says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He is the dresser. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. If you are not bearing fruit, it says what? That he's going to cut off every branch that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Isn't it a wonderful thing that he wants us to grow? Isn't it a wonderful thing? He doesn't want us to be stagnant. Isn't it a wonderful thing that he wants us to be all that we can be in him, so that we can bear the fruit, that we can bear the fruit of love, bear the fruit of joy, bear the fruit of peace? We need to do a fruit inspection on ourselves, not just on someone else. Oftentimes we try to look at other people and inspect their fruit. But today I want you to inspect your own fruit. Check out your own fruit. Is your fruit withering? I think about a grape and how it's connected to the vine and how it's connected to the branches. And once you disconnect that particular branch of grapes, it is no longer going to grow. It's not going to get sweeter. It's already at its point of sweetness because once you disconnected it. I wanna encourage you to make sure that you stay connected to the vine, because when you stay connected to the vine, God, who is the vine dresser, will be able to take care of you. God, who is the divine, who is the vine dresser, will be able to help you and will prune you and will allow you to grow. If you stay connected to the vine, he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. And you can grow in him, and that you can get sweeter in him. The longer, thank you, Father, the longer that grape branch is connected to the vine, the sweeter it gets. So the longer we stay connected to the vine, the sweeter we will be, the sweeter we will become. So sometimes we get disconnected. If we're honest, we may do something. We may say, you know what, God, I just don't feel like living this kind of life right now. And we find ourselves being disconnected. But you know what the wonderful thing is? Unlike a grape branch, a grape branch, once it's disconnected, it cannot be reconnected. But guess what? We can get reconnected. So if you are on this line today, if you are listening to this call, don't you know that no matter what state you are in, that you can be reconnected? And I want to encourage you to get connected to the vine and allow the vine dresser, who is God himself, to do what he needs to do to prune you, to make you more fruitful, so that you can not only be a blessing to somebody else, but you can grow in him, and you can also be a blessing to yourself. This is the word of inspiration for today. We're going to continue with the vine connection for the next couple of weeks. So we're going to end at this particular text, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into prayer. But I pray that this has encouraged you to just to check yourself. And even as you look in your yard, look what you need to prune. And as you look at what you need to prune, think about what needs to be pruned in yourself.
When you look at your trees in your yard and you see what needs to be pruned, also look at yourself and see what needs to be pruned and give God access to do it. Give God access to prune. Give God access to correct. Give God access so that you can grow in him. This is today's word of inspiration, and we're going to go into our prayer at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Father, once again, we give you praise and we thank you for another opportunity to study your word and to dive deeper in understanding of what it is that you require of us, God. It is your word that directs us. It is your word that inspires us. It is your word that teaches us. It's even your word that corrects us, and it's your word that uplifts us. And we thank you for your word, because your word will never return unto you void, but it's going to accomplish the very thing that you sent it to do, and it will prosper. So God, we say thank you. Thank you for your word. And because of your word, oh God, that became flesh, we have access to you. So God, we thank you for your living word, God. We thank you for the written word, but we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. And we give you all praise on today. Now, today, God, before I ask for anything, God, we come before you just asking that you forgive us for any sins that we have committed. If there's something that we have done or said that has not been pleasing before you, God, create within us a clean heart, a pure heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, and renew, oh God, the right spirit within us, oh God, the spirit that you will, oh God, walk through us and talk to us and direct us. This is my prayer on today. Holy Spirit, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that for anyone who was on this line who needs to be reconnected to the vine, anyone who was on this line that needs spiritual restoration of some sort, maybe today someone's spirit is weak, God, and they have gone away from you. Father, I pray that you will help them and that you will lead them and that you will guide them, God. Help them to realize, oh God, now that they need you, God, need you more than ever. May they have a heart and a mind to come back to you. Forgive them, God. Forgive us, God, of our sins. You are a compassionate and a gracious God. You're slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. That's your word, and you remind us of that. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to extend that to us as we draw closer to you and you, and we allow you to prune us, God. God, I pray for that person who, God, for spiritual restoration. God, I even pray for myself, God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit, break out fresh on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Renew a steadfast spirit in each and every one of us, God. Thank you for forgiving us, oh God, through Jesus' sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that he made, oh God, over 2,000 years ago. We say thank you. Because of that, we can be connected to you. Because of that, you are our vine dresser. Because of that, you are the pruner of our lives. And we say thank you. God, we give you access. We give you access to our hearts, oh God. We give you access, God. Do surgery, God. Thank you. God, you take out what needs to come out. You put in what needs to go in. We give you access to our heart. For you, oh God, you are our God. You are the great and the everlasting Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, because your word says over in Proverbs, above all else, we are to guard our hearts, for everything we do flows from it. So we give you access to our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. For your word tells us, God, over in Proverbs, to give us your heart and to let our eyes delight in your ways. So God, we give you access, God. We give you access. And God, we also give you access to our mouths, oh God. God, your word says, set a watch, oh Lord, before our mouth. Keep the doors of our lips. So, Father, we give you access, God. God, we give you access of our mouths, oh God. God, prune us, God, where we need to do and say the right things. Correct us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you full access, God. God, we want our conversations to be full of grace and seasoned with salt, God, so that we may know how to answer everyone. Oh, God, answer everyone with loving kindness, God. This is my prayer for everyone who was on this call. Now, God, we thank you for every opportunity. We thank you for Pierce Insurance. We thank you, oh, God, for the anointing that is on Pierce Insurance. We thank you, oh, God, for all that you have done and that you continue to do. God, we thank you for every favor. We thank you, oh God, for how you're using Pierce Insurance, oh God, to be helpers of others, oh God, and not to be hoarders of themselves, oh God, but they're giving, oh God, company. They're a loving company. And God, I pray, oh God, that you will continue to order their steps as they put you first, God. Continue to direct their path, oh God, as they seek you first and ask for your direction. Continue, oh God, to give them the favor that you've been giving them, oh God. Continue to open the doors, oh God, that you want to open. And yes, God, even close the doors that you know will not be good for them. So Father, I thank you. I thank you for every employee, oh God. I thank you for every insured individual under Pierce Insurance. God, I thank you for every insurance company that we represent. Continue to bless them, oh God, and to bless us. We give you all the praise on today, and we give you glory. God, even as I end this call, I pray for those who are on this line. I pray that you will cover them, that you will strengthen them, that you will be with them, and that we can come together again next week as we learn of your goodness, as we seek your face, oh God, and as we give you all glory as a company, as a whole. God, we say thank you, because so many companies will not put you first. But God, we say thank you. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray, and we give you all the praise. Amen and amen. 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 Thank you, God.